And welcome back, everybody, to Normal Paranormal. This is episode 9. I am Abner Normal.
And I am Norman Normal.
And this is Normal Paranormal. Well, Norman, we've been busy. We've missed a few days.
We have. We've missed a couple of weeks of episodes, and we're really sorry about that, folks. But
this is what happens when you can't afford, because we fired that guy.
Kyle Manfringenson. Little asshole.
I lost his name. As soon as he ruined our expedition.
Of the Headless Horseman. And we really saw him, guys. You might not believe us, but we really did see him.
It's ridiculous. Right?
And it was gone. But that's in the past now.
That happened. And then we was doing a lot of research. I mean, we spent a lot of time. Norman's got this great idea. Oh, my God. So we're planning a Christmas episode.
It's going to be a real nice Christmas special.
Yeah. On a very powerful supernatural entity that has recently had some bad press because of the movies.
Yes, he said very bad movies. Should we...
Should we
reveal it?
Tell him.
All right. So we've been doing research and a lot of it, and we're going to do a Christmas episode centered around Krampus. You might know him as Santa's evil twin brother, is what he's known as, but he's a really cool character, and I'm really interested in researching him.
I'm not gonna lie, the stuff that Norman found, I have a list of things that I'm terrified of, and I feel like I'm gonna have to add Krampus.
He is very scary. I mean, he is incredibly terrifying. The things he does and can do is
top.
Okay.
My top two things I'm scared of. Circus midgets.
Oh, those things are scary.
And I don't even want to explain to you why. And I am also terrified of kangaroos.
Kangaroos are scary. The fact that they can get more ribs than I do, even if I work out, I mean, they're just born like that.
Basically, if a velociraptor
had a child with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, because they're not that ugly.
All right, that's an insult to Arnold.
It's a velociraptor and a New York street rat, like a sewer rat. Like that's what it is.
An actual rat or?
Like a dinosaur and a rodent mated.
I didn't know if you meant an actual rat or like
crazy
a
crazy island a of York, Dr. Moreau.
A New York street rat, you know, like the term?
Not like fucking Aladdin.
All right, he wasn't in New York. He was in like.
They called him a street rat.
Well, yeah, but you said New York Street. Look, I didn't know what you meant, okay? I'm sorry for clarifying.
I'm just talking about kangaroos as scary. And so I think I'm going to have to add Krampus to that.
It's Krampus. There's an A, not a U. It's Krampus. If we're going to do this, you got to pronounce it right.
I'm sorry. I appreciate that my brother is a cryptozoologist and knows how to pronounce words correctly.
It's also pronounced cryptozoologist. But all right, continue.
I am literally close enough to throat punch you.
I love you.
I love you. Hey, folks, listen. This show is really starting to take off. We got a couple of things to talk about. We got this email from some fucker. Ooh.
I love this guy so much.
Norman thinks it's funny. I'm a little hot about this.
I just have a sense of humor about things.
That's fine. You can have a sense of humor about this guy. But I'm going to tell you right now, this... Folks, we'll talk about that later. The second thing, this is really cool. So because Norman and I are so heavily involved in the world of the paranormal, it's sort of like a small community, and occasionally we reach out to people and we talk to them, and they share with us their stories, and a few of them are actually doing podcasts. So we have... I don't know what you call it. I guess friends in the paranormal, Heather and Bree, and they have a podcast called Sweet Ass Paranormal. I love that name.
It's a very clever name, and it rolls off the tongue nicely.
It does. It basically sums up what all of us think about the paranormal. I mean,
yeah, it really does. Paranormal's sweet ass paranormal.
Anyway, so we got a little. They sent us a little promo because we said, hey, you know. We do a lot of work with the paranormal, unlike what this asshole said in this email. He said, I'm so mad about this.
It's okay, man. It's okay. We'll get to it in a minute. Okay. You can rant about it to everybody in a minute.
Okay.
Now listen.
I will rant. Okay, so anyway, so we got this little promo that Bree and Heather sent us. We're going to play it for you. You guys need to go listen to this podcast too, because they're sort of our sister podcast.
Yeah.
And they cover a lot of stuff. And actually, Norman has an answer to the question they ask at the beginning of the most recent podcast.
All right. So when a Smurf gets choked, they turn a cerulean blue.
Yep.
Instead of getting darker like humans, they get lighter.
Yep. There's the answer. Anyway, here's their promo. And right after that, a word from our own sponsor, Anchor FM.
Hey there, creeps. Have you ever wondered about ghouls?
Or what about ghosts?
Well, this is just one topic we'll be discussing in our brand new podcast called Sweet Ass Paranormal.
Don't worry, there's more scary things out there than ghosts that go bump in the night.
Hey, Heather, who's this podcast for?
The living, and occasionally the dead.
Oh, shit!
It's a spirit. It's a ghost. No, it's just dust.
No, it's Sweet Ass Paranormal.
Okay, so we are back. We do want to tell you that you can catch a whole bunch of Sweet Ass Paranormal on the Facebook and the Twitter. If you look for them on Facebook, it's at Sweet Ass Paranormal.
On Instagram, it's also at Sweet Ass Paranormal.
Right, and then Twitter is, this is awesome.
This is very funny.
At Ass Ghosts. And then they have a Patreon page, and you can check them out there as well. So, what is happening with us?
Oh, you had a yawn there. Wow.
That's because Norman has been tearing up this Krampus.
I have
Krampus or Krumpus?
Krampus.
I can't do it.
Say it with a hard A.
Krampus.
There you go. It's almost like a Wisconsin accent. If you say it like that, you'll
I
say
know
it.
A lot of people from Wisconsin.
We have some experience with Wisconsin.
Timothy up there. Martin was up there. Hey, speaking of Timothy.
We got a voicemail.
We
from
got
him.
An update. Let's just go ahead and do that. Let's get to that because I want to wrap the show up with this
email from
his name, by the way, is Dr. Kurgan. That sounds fake.
Right? I mean,
anyway, let's get to the call with Timothy. And, it's not really a call. It's just a message to let you know what's happening with him and where he's at. So here's the call from Tim Timothy.
Hi, guys. I am leaving you a message on the fancy anchor.fm app that you are trying to get people to use. And I am currently in Vegas, which is also known as the entertainment capital of the world, gambling capital of the world, the marriage capital of the world, the neon capital of the world, and the city of lights. Oh, it's also known as the city that never sleeps, but I see a lot of people sleeping on the streets. It's also known as the city of second chances. I'm really glad, because I need a lot of those. Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys an update on where I was, and Flo and I should be back home soon.
Hey, pumpkin face, I need you to hurry up and get done talking to your little friends. I need you to come over to the craps table with me. I want to put my dice in your mouth and then roll them on the table, because I think that is going to be luckier than the last time when I had you hold my chips in your pants at the blackjack table. That didn't go well. We lost our comp room. Anyway, I love you, Puddin'.
I'm coming, so don't worry. I really hope she sterilizes those dice. He bought it from a homeless man because he said they were magical dice. They taste like menthol, but smell like vodka. I don't know. I have to go now. Bye, guys. Good luck with the show.
Well, it was really interesting, to say the least.
I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like we're living in a Where's Waldo book.
It's like Where's Waldo, but it's Where's Timothy?
And it's like almost like What the fuck is Timothy doing now?
I know, right? Like, what's next?
I don't... I sense a slightly unhealthy relationship with this Flo.
Maybe a little bit. Just a smidge. I don't know.
It's... At least we know where he is. He sounds like he's having a good time. Maybe he'll...
Win. I don't know where he's getting the money to do that. I hope Flo's a billionaire, because if she is, bring her home.
Don't, please, don't bring her here.
No, please, go get a hotel.
Don't even get a hotel, just...
Just leave her in Vegas, man.
We're still trying to find out, actually, what Timothy is doing.
Yeah, because where we are is very far away from Vegas.
He said
they were on their way back.
Yeah, but they're taking... He said the scenic route, I believe.
Yes, he did.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. We gotta get through this email.
Let's get to this. Okay.
You guys are gonna love this.
You guys know, if you've been to our Apple Podcast page, there was a lot of people who were saying just...
Very negative things.
Negative stuff, mean stuff. Those people, I don't really care what they think. But this guy actually sent us an email. It was formal. There was a letterhead with a graphic. It looks legit.
It looks very legit.
And Norman, I mean, he looked up the place where this guy said he's from. So here's, I'm just going to read it to you as we received it. And then we'll talk about what we're going to. Okay. Dear Mr. and Mr. Normal, I have reviewed your show and find it both distasteful and utterly bereft of any actual paranormal investigation. The fuck he does.
That's so not true.
That is the fucking furthest thing from the truth. Fuck. Okay, sorry. I've been upset about this since last week when we got this. Okay, here's the rest of it. This is what he says. I challenge you to properly conduct an investigation of, well, anything other than your eighth grade humor. Sincerely, Dr. Kurgan, PhD, Flutter University.
I think this is Fluter.
Fluter.
Flutter just sounds...
Obviously, I cannot pronounce some parts of the English language.
It's okay. We still love you.
Okay.
This guy,
so
he's just making up shit, all right? You guys
all,
know that we go and investigate things. We sent Timothy to go investigate the fucking Beast of Bray Road.
First episode, we was just coming off that.
He was at a haunted house.
Yeah, Timothy. So I don't think this guy's listened to the show at all.
He's listened to probably one episode where we didn't investigate something.
He's a real person. We found that out because I called Fluter University, and I confirmed that this doctor is a real person. He really works at this university, and I am currently drafting a response to this guy.
Abner has been working against the grindstone to get this guy back. I mean...
Yeah, but this is the kicker. This is the thing. This guy is a PhD in paranormal psychology.
Also known as shortened parapsychology, which doesn't really roll off the tongue, if we're being honest.
So, Dr. Kurgan, if you're listening, one, an email is forthcoming to you. Two, why don't you call the show, you fucking cowardly jackass?
I mean, we talk about how we call it, how you can call the show all the time, and if you really listen, you'd give a shit and do it. We're all backbone if you're going to have a PhD in parapsychology.
Yeah.
We actually go and investigate the paranormal. You sit at a desk and read about it.
So, folks, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but I can tell you right now, I'm not sitting back and letting some guy tell me he knows more and we didn't investigate anything. Yeah. I've been upset about it for a couple of days.
We have been. We've took some thinking.
Okay. Well, again, we're about out of time.
Sadly.
And I'm sure much to Dr. Kurgan's joy, we have not actually discussed any paranormal.
But this was a check-in episode.
It was, yeah, that's what it is.
It was a review episode to tell you guys where we are.
Sometimes that has to happen.
But, you know, Next episode, we're going to investigate something.
Next episode, it won't be Krampus.
No, we're going to say that for a little closer to Christmas time.
A little closer to Christmas. We do have a couple of irons in the fire. We've got a possible spectral sighting out at this this swamp nearby. Can't tell you much about it because it's sort of high, hush-hush a little bit. Well, where it's located, near a, it's near a base, I'm going to say that. And then we have a potential possession. But which that one's, that's...
It's going to be a...
I don't know that we can afford to go over to Virginia, where it's at.
Yeah, it's gonna, that'll be a challenge if we go out to do that one.
You know what? Maybe this we could convince this Dr. Kurgan to become a sponsor.
Maybe. Maybe he'll...
And then he could help us
yeah.
instead of being a dick about everything.
Ridiculous.
It is. All right. Well, that's it. We're going to wrap up the show. You know, make sure you check out our friends over at Sweet Ass Paranormal. And make sure you check out everything we've got going on. Patreon.com/normalparanormal and our Instagram
at normalparanormal13.
And then of course you can get the anchor.fm app and you can send us messages and tell us about your paranormal experiences and maybe we can come investigate them and satisfy Dr. Kurgan from his hateful, ridiculous emails about us doing nothing.
Ridiculous.
It is.
Anyway, we're going to close up.
Yep. I'm tired.
I am too.
I don't even care what Timothy's doing.
You know what? He is a grown man. He's having the time of his life in Sin City. He can go do what he wants.
I don't even want to know what he's
doing. I don't think that's the best place for him, but all right.
All right, folks. Remember what we always say.
Carpe Noctem.
Exactly.
Seize the night.
Seize it. You ready?
Yep. Let's go.
This story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual places, buildings, products, persons, living, or deceased is intended or should be inferred.